doing a voice recorder,
yeah,
and then we're gonna post it on polelo.co later after we get our edits.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we get into it?
Let's get into it. Okay. So finally you get to see our faces. It's been a long time coming. This is so exciting for us. This is like our debut visual view, so it's very exciting.
Just the guy, he's so shy.
The guy.
So we're going to introduce ourselves. So we'll start with the girl.
Okay, hey everybody, my name is Koketso. I'm part of the Meetup, founding member of Lovebox Movement, and successor of Esperanza, and a partner at Esperanza, which is a beauty spa located in the heart of London.
And then there's the guy.
Oh, hello everyone. My name is Tenisha Makhubadi. I am the chairperson of As the Future, and as well as the Meetup, and also the director of Ntome Logistics, which is a logistics company. And yeah, that's where I am.
Okay, guys, yeah, so I am the other girl.
Yes.
So two girls and a guy. So I'm Swamile. Can I just grab my tea? I'm Swamile, and I am the owner of Gold Bakery Confab, that will be recording this podcast for today. And yeah, I'm not going to go too much into detail on what I do. I want to get into the business of the day.
Yes.
So today we want to discuss township businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So today we are discussing how do we change the face of township businesses.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on this topic?
I think before we even talk about changing, let's talk about what township businesses are and try and explain for some people who might not necessarily have a clear understanding of what it is. So township businesses are businesses that are founded in the township. They are businesses that are informal. They are businesses that are not necessarily registered. They are businesses that they are black owned. We're talking about black owned businesses, so that is something that we need to clarify and always come back to. So those are township based businesses. And what we're saying is that we want to change the face of how people view them, the experiences that people have had in those township businesses. So we're talking about the likes of Isphaza. We're talking about Magwenya, Overexcited Veggie. We're talking about what else? We're talking about salons. We're talking about Shabin's Tavern. Yes. So now you have a clearer or a bigger understanding of what a township business is.
I think the other point that we have to highlight in terms of what a township business is, predominant township businesses are known for not having visions or initial statements.
Yes.
Or don't have any clear plan for the next 5 years. Because normally, when I talk to you here, you find me 20 years later, 20 years later, exactly in the same spot.
Yes.
So how are we actually changing how people see township businesses? And how?
First of all, the people are wanting these township businesses. They don't have, as Momo is saying, a clear vision of, you know, what tomorrow will be like for their businesses.
Mm.
You know, today they are here and then come back 2 years later. We still find them there. Mm. You know, when they say it's the same structure,
yeah,
and nothing has changed. You know, so that's the face of the township businesses here. And if you can check, most of these businesses, they gave birth to good doctor,
yeah,
teacher, and most, yeah, of these educated people. You know, they check the calendar. It helped, you know, to take them to school.
Mm.
And then nobody take them for granted.
So, now, my gang aunt,
yeah.
So what is the school phase of township businesses that you're talking about? So for me, you know, I'm a very staunch follower of our budget speeches and our state of the public tradition and all these speeches that are, you know, done on a political level, right? And this one constant 12 that always gets on the table.
Yeah.
And they always talk about township revitalization, township economy.
Yes.
And fourth industrial revolution.
Yes.
What the hell? Mm. Like, how does that affect us in townships? But if you check at the money that's taking place within the township, there's a lot of money. But today, I feel that with our generation now, I mean, we are like a young generation. Most of the time, things that we want to spend money on are not available in the function.
Yes.
I mean, what I prefer, or what you prefer, or what my sister prefers, are not things that are generally available in the function. I mean, I can have so many patrols in my lifetime.
Yes.
I can have so many patrols in my lifetime. Like, I can have so much wages in my lifetime. But how are we being innovative? How are we changing the businesses that we have? And how are we improving on those that are currently there?
So let me type in there, and because we are in Mamelodi, I would like us to talk about businesses that are in Mamelodi that we feel have upgraded and are on the level, radical transformation of township economy. And we're talking about the likes of Mo's, where we are. I mean, it's a coffee shop, a very good coffee brand, not even just a coffee brand, but a brand on its own. It stands out, it's in the community. We also have Esperanza, which is a spa. It's in the heart of Mamelodi. We also have the likes of Bunny Talk now, franchising. We have a resort. It's in the township as well. We've got College Culture. We've got Kasimis. We've got Mpume, which is literally moving and transporting whatever that you might need to take from point A to point B. So whether it's food, whether it's you wanting to get to the next place. So we do have those businesses in Kasi that are refined, that are compliant, that are registered, that have trading numbers, you know, that if somebody was to say, listen, there's an opportunity for you to do business in a corporate space, come and service us, give us your service, we will be able to serve you. So we say, we want to now take businesses in the hood to the next level, professionalize them, because we want to operate on a global scale. And operating on a global scale means making sure that your compliance is up to date, means making sure that your business standard is on point, your customer service is on point, your customer relations is on point. So that's the core of what we're trying to say with all our businesses, that's the level that we need to get to. And what does it take for us to get to that level? What are the things that we need to cut out of? What are the things that we need to now practice and make sure they become part of our daily routine? So that's what township economy entails.
And how we sort of buy from each other, and then the next segment.
Yeah.
Like how do you support? How do you business to support? Because now the other thing that I've noticed is, yes, we're having innovative businesses in the township. So the face of new businesses in the township is changing. But we sort of neglected the businesses that, like, then we have so we neglected those patrols, we neglected
your vegetable rice,
and Shisanya Mars and all that. I mean, a point, a case now that we made earlier was that if you get to Nakuchisanya Mars, that business is not, it's not something new. It's not, I cannot say it's innovative, but the way they change their face in terms of Shisanya Mars is different. Yes, the Chisanama, but the presentation, the recipes that they have, is like no other business that they have. So I feel that's a business that has changed in the township.
Absolutely.
Can I know what is young guys? My worry is that, you know, some of these businesses that are traditional in our townships, that are being taken over. It's foreign nationals who, some of them are not even compliant, who don't even have bank accounts and so on. So isn't it like killing the township businesses?
Okay, I mean, obviously it is, because it is that the rent is leaving
communities.
But I think as much as foreigners are taking over, big businesses take over. Your shop right in the township, save in the township, all these big brands in the township.
Yeah.
But I feel it's time for us as township businesses to stand together and say, oh, what? What the challenge? Yes, we are safe. But what's stopping me from collaborating with 10 other
partners
and have having our own warehouse. Yeah. Just like how the foreigners are doing it. I feel with
bulk buying.
Yeah, bulk buying, then we benefit on discount. I feel that.
Foreign nationals that are doing business in our country, I think.